It's time for us to chat with our Jess Kioter and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Cameron Fink. She's a freshman over at Highland High School in Riverside, and she has gotten her basketball career for the Huskies off to a great start in the first two games of her career, both wins for her Highland team. She ended up with 38 points, 31 rebounds, 9 assists, and 5 steals combined, and led the team in scoring, rebounding, and assists, as well as near the top of the team in shooting. Cameron, congratulations. That's a really nice way to start it, and I know the wins are the thing that matter most to you. What has been the thing you're probably proudest of, though, so far through these first couple of games?
I think our team has done really well working together and just trying to stick together throughout, like, everything. Our team has definitely grew a good bond together, and I think we just have a good team dynamic.
How long ago did you first start playing basketball?
Probably when I was 5.
I would imagine it kind of runs in the family, doesn't it?
Yes.
What has it been like having a dad like that who's been a basketball coach for a long time now, and somebody that you probably got to watch a lot of his teams do a lot of winning? What's it been like knowing that at some point you were going to get to play for him?
It's definitely been exciting. It's been something to look forward to. It's definitely taken a lot of hard work, though, and dedication to the sport to get there, because I knew going into it I wasn't just going to get the spot. Like, I was going to have to work, and it is a bit harder because I know he does go harder on me, but it's just you have to put in the hard work and the dedication, and that's what I've done too.
We're talking with Highland's Cameron Fink, our Jess Kioter, and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. I mentioned the great start, 38 points and 31 rebounds in two games, but the first game was a big chunk of that against Kioto. Not just 20 points, 20 rebounds in your first high school game. Did you get a sense at some point in the middle of the game, boy, I've grabbed a lot of rebounds?
Surprisingly not, to be honest. I did not think I was anywhere near 20 rebounds, but they slip away in the moment.
Are you playing more guard or forward, technically?
Guard.
So how much has it been a priority then for you to still try to rebound? Because guards aren't always going to rebound, let alone have 20 rebound games.
We have stressed going into the season that we're not the biggest team there's going to be, so we're definitely going to have to box out and rebound a lot. And I know we have stressed a lot that boxing out and just making sure to take two steps back when you box out so we can rebound and get, like, the over-the-back calls or stuff like that when people do try to get around us.
I would say you've taken it to heart because you have two double-doubles under your belt already here to start this season. You also have been able to knock some shots down, though, as a guard from the perimeter. You've hit 6 threes. You've taken more threes than anybody else. How much have you worked on your three-point shot over the last couple of seasons?
Definitely a lot. Over the season, we were keeping track of our shots, making sure we were getting up enough. And I know I was making sure to get up, and I got just over 10,000, I'm pretty sure, over the course of the summer. And I think that's definitely paid off a lot coming into the season so early.
It sounds like you may be going after the same type of drills a certain guard at the University of Iowa used to do.
Model.
We're talking with Cameron Fink of Highland Basketball, our Jess Kioter and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. Great first two games, but there's obviously a whole season left in front of you and a whole career. What are some of the things you're already thinking about that you want to get better at when it comes to basketball?
I know I've knocked down a few threes, but I definitely want to increase my percentage. I think that could help a lot. And when that percentage does increase, and people start guarding me more closely, definitely looking to pass it away, as my teammates will be a lot more open and letting them knock down the open shot.
The only other thing I would ask then is, with so much season in front of you, what sort of goals do you have for yourself and for the team then the rest of the way?
I know one goal we've set as a team is just to have a good team dynamic, which I think we've met, but I think it's definitely to just try to stick together as much as possible going through the rest of the season, because, like, we have a 2-winning streak, and, of course, we want to keep winning. Like, but here and there comes a loss. And with that, I think we just need to grow from our losses. And I truly do believe that we have the ability to be conference champs this year. And I think we just need to definitely put in the work and practice and just have our minds set on our goals and our best to achieve them.
Well, we certainly hope that ends up happening for you, Cameron. Congratulations on a great first week of the season, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That is Cameron Fink, freshman guard for Highland Husky girls basketball. In the first two games of her career, 38 points, 14-32 from the field, 6 3-pointers in there as well, 31 rebounds, a pair of double-doubles, including a 20-20 night in a win over Kyoto. Also has a team-high 9 assists through the first two games, a pair of wins for Highland to kick off the new season. Congratulations to Cameron Fink, one of the young stars for this Huskies girls team, who's our latest Jess Kyoto and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty, Athlete of the Week.